Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 008.
Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 8. In this episode, I'm going to be going over inversions. So, first of all, thank you so much for listening. If you guys haven't checked out the previous episodes, I encourage you to do that. And again, guys, I'm going step by step here. So I know maybe some of the listeners who've stumbled upon this podcast are like, where's the good jazz stuff? I want to learn some cool jazz voicings, or I want to learn some cool licks, you know, or some lines, or, you know, anything like that. And don't worry, okay? Just be a little patient, all right? Just take your time, be a little patient. We're going to get to that. I really want to put out this beginner material for everyone. So if you know nothing about jazz, you can start from episode 1 in the podcast and work your way up slowly and learn everything that I'm talking about. Because when we get to those episodes on voicings, two-handed voicings, rootless voicings, comping, lines, different types of modes, scales to improvise with, you'll be that much more prepared and ready to dive into that information. Otherwise, it's not going to be useful for you because you won't really know how to do any of the things I'm talking about. But we will be there soon, okay? So I promise you that. First things first, before I get into this episode, if you guys haven't checked out the website, I'd love for you to do that. Our website is www.jazzpianoschool.com. And once you go to the website, you can become a free member and watch the video lessons associated with the website. So we have a lot of great free video lessons available in which I'm showing you what to do on the piano. So you can actually see my hands moving as I'm speaking and educating you guys on some of the topics that I have here on the podcast. Also, with the free membership, you get access to downloadable notated exercises. So, you know, a lot of the things I talk about here in the podcast, like major triads, the major scales, the inversions that I'm going to talk about as well, you can go to the website and become a free member and have printouts, music printouts of those to download and print out and practice or share with your friends, or you can absolutely do whatever you want with those. But it's good to see the notes so that you can read them sometimes and practice them instead of kind of just visualizing them in your head as I speak to you guys on the podcast. So I highly encourage you to do that. There's also a forum on the podcast that's available, and it's going slow. You know, I'm getting that up and running, but I'd really encourage you guys to leave comments there. Again, I'm going to be checking the forum and answering questions. So honestly, guys, whatever questions that you have, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear comments, suggestions, questions, anything about jazz piano, how your progress is going. Just give me some insight into your life. I really want to know about my audience and who is listening to this podcast. So the forum is the perfect place to do that. And again, everything on the website is completely free. Signing up for a free membership and you get access to all of that content. Okay. And if you guys could like the Facebook page, I'd really appreciate it. And also my little spiel on giving the podcast a 5-star rating, I would really appreciate that as well. All right. So I'm going to be going over inversions in this podcast episode. Now, what we did in the last episode was go over major and minor triads. So inversions are going to be connected to our major and minor triads. And actually, inversions can be applied to any type of chord that you want to play as well in the future. So it's a really good tool to have in your tool bag when we start advancing into more complicated voicings. So what is an inversion? An inversion is simply taking a chord, or a major triad is what I'll start with here today, and inverting it, right? We use the literal term of inversion to create a different type of chord using the same notes, right? We use the same notes, but it's simply inverted. So what do I mean by this? So let's start with a C major triad. We have the notes C, E, and G. Now, we're going to have two inversions of this triad. So we can build this chord in two other ways using the same notes. Okay? So we're using the exact same notes, C, E, and G. Those are the notes that make up our major triad. But we are going to rearrange them so that we are playing them in a different order. So let's take our C major triad, and when we have the letter on the bottom of the chord, so for example, this C major triad, the letter of the chord is C, we call that the root. So when our root of the chord is on the bottom of the triad, we call this root position, because the root is on the bottom. You can think about this as building a house, right? When you have the C, which is the root of the chord, on the bottom, it serves as the structure, the foundation. So we call this root position, okay? But let's say we take the C, right, in our major triad. Let's say we remove the C and we put it on top of our chord. So instead of spelling our major triad out with C, E, and G, we're going to start the chord with E. Okay, we're going to start the very bottom of the chord with E. I'm going to play that note with my thumb. And then we're going to go to G. Our second finger would be on the note G. And we're putting the C on the top. So if you picture this as three layers, right? All we're doing is we're shifting the bottom layer of our chord, the note C, and we're shifting it all the way to the top. So now we spell the chord E, G, C. You hear how that sounds familiar to our root position chord, but slightly different? So I'll play both again for you so you can hear the differences. Here's my C root position chord. And here's my C first inversion, because we've inverted it one time. So we call this our first inversion. Okay, and so that's how we build our inversions. Now we have one more way we can arrange a major triad. There's three notes in a major triad, so there's only so many ways we can do that. We can make an inversion of the triad. So here is the second inversion, and we're going to apply the same principles we did the first time in order to get our second inversion. So what we're going to do is take the bottom note of the first inversion, and if you remember, that bottom note is now E because we recently moved the C to the top of the chord. So we're going to shift our layers again and take the bottom layer out and put it on top. It's like playing Jenga. I don't know if you guys have ever played that before. I used to love that game. I play that game with my parents all the time. So you know how you take the blocks out and you put them on top? That's all we're doing here. Okay, we're not poking at them, you know, delicately. But so we're taking the bottom layer, the note E, and we're going to put that on top now. So our second inversion is going to be G, C, now we have the E on top. And we call that second inversion of our C major chord. Okay, so let me play the inversions again. Here's root position because we have the C on the bottom, and C is the letter of the chord. And when that's on the bottom, we call that root position. So here's our root position. I go to first inversion next by putting the C on the top now. So the E is on the bottom, or the third of the chord, right? If I'm speaking in degrees, if you guys remember when I taught about building major triads, we can call these notes degrees of the scale. So the third, or the E, is on the bottom, the G, the fifth, is in the middle, and the C, the root, or the one, is on top. Here's my first inversion. Now we take the E, and we put that on the top, and we move to second inversion. So my second inversion is going to be, G, C, and E. Now if we do this process one more time, we arrive back at root position. So we've done all the inversions that we can for a C major triad. We have root position, first inversion, second inversion, and we're back to root position again, right? So there's three different ways you can play a major triad, all right? Now, likewise, you can kind of imagine that for a minor triad, we can do the same thing and create three different ways to play a C minor triad. So here's my C minor triad. Now what I'm going to do is put the C on the bottom, move the C to the top like we did the first time, and play my first inversion. My dog is drinking some water in the background if you guys hear that noise. So here's my C on top, E flat on the bottom. All right, so that's first inversion of our C minor chord. Now we go to second inversion, and we move the E flat from the bottom to the top of the chord. That's going to be second inversion, and then we're back at root position again. So again, we have three different ways to play all of our minor and major triads. Now, why is this useful, or how would we use these inversions to, how would we incorporate the inversions into our playing to make our playing sound better? So what we want to do is, first of all, we have three different ways, so we can be creative. If you guys are used to, or if you've practiced so far reading pop charts with your major and minor chords in root position, now what we can do is start to practice our inversions. So let's say we have a progression, or in a pop tune, we have the chord C, and it moves to an F chord. So we have a C major and an F major. Now let's say I play a C major root position. Now normally from here to get to the F major triad, we're used to playing a F root position triad. So we jump from our C root position, and then we jump to our F major root position. But this is where integration of inversions can come into play and make our playing sound much, much better, enhance our playing. Instead of jumping to the root position of F major triad, we can do what's called voice lead. Now, voice leading is where we move the least amount possible to get to our next chord. So what do I mean by that? From our C major root position triad, I want to find the closest inversion of our F triad and play that inversion so I don't have to jump. And I'll do a whole thing on voice leading in the next couple episodes, but I just want to give you this small example now. So I'm on my C root position chord. Now my closest inversion to my F is going to be second inversion. So here's my F second inversion. So instead of jumping, I can play at my C major root position. And now all I have to do is move two fingers outward, and I'm at my F major second inversion. And you hear how there's that subtle movement, right? It creates more of a flow in the two progressions. So I'll play the one where I'm jumping first. This is just root position movement. Right? You can really hear that big jump. And now I'll use my inversion of my F major triad. Okay, so by using inversions and integrating inversions into our playing, we can really create a nice smooth flow. So there's a lot of pros to using inversion. You create a smooth flow. You don't have to jump all over the place. So it's actually, it's harder in the beginning to learn your inversions, right? Practice all your inversions and learn how to move from chord to chord using the closest inversion. But when you do that and you start to integrate that into your playing, it makes playing pieces easier because you don't have to jump around anymore. You don't have to jump from root position to root position to root position. When you jump like that, it's going to sound like hiccups. You know, it's going to sound like little gaps in your playing. So let me play a progression using all inversions. Or excuse me, I'll play a progression using all root position chords. And then I'll play a progression using all inversions. All right, so what I played there was a C major triad, an F major triad, G, A minor, E minor, D minor, G, C. Okay, so C, F, G, A minor, E minor, D minor. Sorry, I forgot the progression there for a second. G, and back to C. So now what I'm going to do is use the inversions of all these chords, and so I don't have to jump all over the place, and I'm going to let you guys hear the difference in the sound that it creates. Thank you. All right. Did you like that? I liked it. I think it sounds great. So you really get that poppy kind of feel. Now, I'm just playing, really basic rhythms, but let me spice it up a little bit. And I'll play, again, the root position chords first, and I'll spice that up, and then I'll play the inversions second, and you can really hear a big difference. All right, here we go. All right, so that's root position chords. Now, it doesn't sound bad, right? It sounds good, but it's just kind of beginner-ish, you know? You don't get those thick, full qualities from just root position chords. You really want to use inversions to spice up your playing and give contrast, right? The inversions really give a lot of good contrast to your playing. So here we go. So there's the difference, right, in your playing with root position chords and inversions. Now, I used Piano Man before in the last episode as an example. I want to use that same example again because when you use inversions of the chords, it's going to sound a lot better. So here's Piano Man again with just the root position chords. We start in F. We go to C. D minor, F to B flat, F again, or A minor, excuse me, G, C, and then we're back to F again. Now I'm going to use the inversions this time, and you'll really start to hear the flow of the melody now and the harmonies when I'm using my inversions. And that's it. The A minor, excuse me, should have been F, an F chord at the very end. That was my mistake. So the use of inversions are really great because it helps the music flow more smoothly. It just feels more natural. Let me play Piano Man one more time, and I'll add a little bit more to the song so you can really start to hear the inversions working like they're supposed to. So you can really start to hear how the inversions work now in the song. And if I don't use it, right, I'm jumping all over the place. Right, so it's just too much. It sounds too busy. But when the inversions flow into each other, it sounds very smooth, very natural. So what you want to do, guys, is practice your inversions up and down for your major and minor triads. That's the first step. I'll do my next podcast episode on voice leading so you can know how to start figuring out how to voice lead your inversions into the next inversion for the next chord. But what you want to do to practice this is start to practice all your inversions for all your major and minor triads. And I'll put the inversions up on the show notes so you can see that. And again, you can watch the inversions video if you want on the website, www.jazzpianoschool.com, on the video library page. So again, here's my C major triad. All I'm going to do to practice my inversions are go up and down. Right? And then I'll go to F. B flat, okay, so you want to go around all the keys and practice your inversions up and down, and then you'll be able to start incorporating them into your playing. So I hope that helps, guys. That was a little bit on inversions. It's really, really going to take your plank to the next level. So I strongly urge you to practice your inversions and go to the show notes, get all the downloadable music for that on the show notes. And if you want to go to the website, it will be there too. And practice your inversions up and down, and then you'll be able to start incorporating them into your playing. So thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd really appreciate a review and a 5-star rating, just so we can get out there and let other people know and see that we're available as a podcast to help them learn and learn this great music. So as always, guys, thanks so much for listening, and happy practicing.